The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Swole Norm.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 28, Hundo Inch 93 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular, Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in that realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, bustas, hussas, and yahoos? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. And today's episode, the Beastcast, is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2, flexing on all you. All right, fam, welcome to the show. Welcome to 2893. It is Ask Papa Swolio Live. So you can go right ahead if you're watching live. Drop your questions in the comments, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. We got a bunch of questions from the Instagrams as well. And we will take whatever comes in and be on with your day and your evening, because hopefully you made some sick fucking gains, especially if you're on the East Coast. It's around 8 o'clock, so you need to have gone to the fucking gym already. But maybe some of you are getting a Sunday evening pump on the West Coast. It's all good as long as you get it in. Reminder that tomorrow is our Accountability Monday episode. So I sent out a swole text to members and asked everyone what you're promising to work on this week. So tomorrow we will go through all those, plus some brand new releases. And let me tell you, we have some absolutely epic merch drop tomorrow. So don't nobody go nowhere. New drops and, of course, new recipes, yoga. Very exciting stuff. New content for Swole Norm SX members. Join us, SwoleNormSX.com. Summer Swole specials available over there right now. So go and check that out. But tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time, Accountability Monday is going down. And, of course, 1 week away, 1 week away from the release of the 10th version of the signature series, P3SX, P3S10, April 14th, 2024. So 7 days away on the day of episode 2900. Be there for that. Now let's get into today's episode. Let's summon the Falcon and get today's party started. It's going to be a great show. Wow. Sunday Swole card. Damn, Falcon didn't put in the nut. But guess what? Papa Swolio is running around in here, and she's being very aggressive. Very aggressive. Hold on a second. I think she wants to leave the office. What are you doing, baby girl? What are you doing? Maybe she'll walk across the screen at some point. She is feisty. She was slapping on the ground. All right, let's get into today's episode. It is Sunday Swole. It's a Sunday evening cast. Make sure you drop that hashtag in the comments down below. Hashtag Sunday Swole. Let's get into the first question. Again, if you have a question live, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio in the comments. First one's from Kara. Kara on Instagram asks, is it true, Papa Swolio? Is it true? People are more attractive in shape. Men told me I'll be hot losing the weight. Well, I believe so. I believe that physically fit people, healthy people, are more attractive. And I think it goes down to fundamentally, that's what is seen as the most viable for a healthy reproduction. Now, I think certain styles, there are certain things that might be culturally impressed upon a society over time. Of course, what people are attracted to now is not the same thing exactly that was promoted or that was in the media in the 70s or in the 50s or in the 40s. But at the same time, just because you see something on a magazine doesn't mean that's usually a model. That's usually someone very specific. It's not necessarily the person that you're going to meet in real life. So overall, you want to be with a healthy person. You want to be with a healthy female, and a healthy female is not someone who's morbidly obese. So I don't know your personal situation, Kara, but here's what I want you to do. If you're taking care of yourself, if you're training hard, if you're investing in yourself and you are doing the right things in order to improve yourself mentally and physically, you're going to be attractive to other people. So absolutely, I think that is a true thing, but it doesn't mean that you have to be 5% body fat, okay? AK801, how would you rob a bank? I wouldn't, because it's not worth going to prison for the rest of my life, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
All right, the Charef. Papa Solio, what's your beard routine? My beard routine is I take a shower now and again. I don't really use oils too much, maybe some jojoba oil. I do have some basic beard oil. If it feels a little bit dry or something, I might use it. Has jojoba oil and probably argan oil or something like that, or some beef tallow. It doesn't take much, but if you're eating properly, and I'm getting a lot of sun and I moisturize, so I do get things like jojoba oil because I'll put that on my body, or beef tallow and I'll touch my beard. So something like that. Now, of course, hair, skin, and nail starts with your nutrition. Yeah, there's genetics that plays a factor, of course, but if you have a terrible diet, you're also going to have thinning hair and you're going to have other issues like that. So, all right. Oops. Okay, here we go. Let's get into another question. Again, if you have any live questions, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. If we don't get, I'm just going to take questions, whatever we have on Instagram. If people don't have questions live or whatnot, then we will wrap up. So if you do have anything, make sure you get it down in the comments. That way I can see it. Same thing with the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Simply Me 13, Papa Swolio, how often do you have a beer? I don't. Or is it better to go for straight liquor? I don't drink alcohol anymore. Now, I don't say that as I would never have a drink of alcohol again, but I haven't in like 3 years, and it's been a choice and it has not been hard to avoid. I just don't like anything that I get from drinking alcohol. I used to have things like malt scotch, but I still have some, but we used to have it on display by the cigars and stuff like that. I used to have a little section, but we never drank it. We had wine over there and wine glasses. You know, some people have a certain section where they have those types of things for guests and whatnot. And then we just got rid of it, put a kettlebell rack there instead, and put all the liquor and all the really nice, you know, quote unquote, nice stuff up hidden on like some shelf above the cabinets. We just got rid of it for a kettlebell rack. Just didn't use it. And I'd rather not. So I don't think it's necessarily better to go straight liquor. A lot of people have issues with grains and beer. And look, you see a lot of men that look pregnant, but they're not pregnant. And they're not morbidly obese. They just have a massive distended gut. It's just chronic inflammation. And it's not a good look. If you have a beer once in a while, it's not going to kill you. I used to drink beer. I just haven't, because it doesn't do anything positive for you. So no desire. Jimmy Crack Corns, Papa Soyo, is brown rice a good carb? I always have some with steak and veggies. White rice is better, better to digest. Brown rice is like sand. I think it's disgusting. So look into it. White rice with some Celtic sea salt and some butter, some raw butter all over it. Delicious. You can also cook some broth into the rice. Fantastic. I don't think we use basmati. I think it's jasmine rice. So anyway, I would offer you to try a quality white rice instead. Anshul 14, teen, 14, number 14, and then teen, T-E-N. Papa Swolio, I want some tips to get bulked up, eat more protein, lift heavy weights, get in a calorie surplus, train hard. Takes a long time. Pierre Miglioli, Papa Swolio, Papa, why my chest is so small, Papa?
Why, Papa? Why are my chesticles so small?
Aww.
What are the best exercises for huge chest, Boutain? I did a chest workout today. So I did incline Smith machine. I did incline hammer strength and pec deck. So I just chose incline twice. Two different exercises for incline is a little redundant, but it was a little bit of a different type of machine. So I chose just two inclines. Sometimes I do an incline and a flat and then a fly, but the pec deck takes care of the flat bench. So I didn't necessarily need two incline movements, but I just felt like doing it. And really it's because I did that workout last week. So like I always mention on the show, you want to be consistent, pick some exercises, run them for several weeks in a row, make the progress. You could always swap out an exercise here and there. Maybe I'll stick with the incline first and then throw in a certain flat machine. So I go very specific, not just flat, like a flat press. I will do a specific flat movement, whether it's flat dumbbell, or I will do, I just feel better. My shoulders feel better. I just feel like it's safer in general to do an incline, but I'm not against doing a flat press or a slight decline. That's great too. So it really depends on what you have access to. So I would recommend for chest, you have to prioritize it, train it first in your workout. Don't train the day before. You know, make sure you're completely recovered. Understand that it's not just your chest, it's your entire protocol. So what are you doing? You're not prioritizing your chest if you're training legs 3 days a week. Okay. I will say that again. You're not prioritizing chest if you're training legs 3 days a week. And the reason is because you are going to be fatiguing yourself and you're focusing so much on your leg training. And that's really unnecessary 3 days for legs, unless you're doing some mobility or something like that. But you have to understand that you have to prioritize the muscle group. So make sure your entire program is revolving around the weak points. Now you can't work on everything. You can't, hey, I want to bring up this, that, and the other. Maybe you have a bunch of weak points. You're starting to train. So you don't need to necessarily specify on any one thing. But as you do your general protocol, let's say a push-pull legs split, and then over time you start to realize, hey, certain body parts are lagging. Why are they lagging? Well, let me make sure that I am doing maybe a pull-push legs is better for you, because then after your rest day or two, you're going to come back and you're going to be able to focus on that pulling movement first and the lats and whatever it is that you're trying to bring up. So over time, you're going to see certain muscle groups that develop more efficiently, but your whole program has to be prioritizing that body part. So I would just say an incline press, something that's stable that you can progressively overload, and focus on incline and flat. You're going to have to experiment a little bit. So form is very important, but also the intensity of your training. Chest gets damaged very easily, so you don't need a lot of volume. Four to six sets a week, really. You don't need that much, maybe three to five, but you have to go hard. So heavier weight, lower reps, train to failure or as close to failure as possible with heavier weights. That way you incur less fatigue and just make sure your whole programming revolves around your chest. Mike Dizzle, 1971, Papa Swoya, had an appendectomy years ago, and procedure caused my abdominal muscles to, quote, bulge out. In a weird way, I do abdominal exercise to tighten them. Doesn't work. Any exercises you suggest? Do you do anything with drawing in maneuver, like vacuums and things like that? I would recommend things like that. Yoga's great, but I would do some spinal extension and flexion with, like, drawing in maneuver to strengthen your transverse abdominis and things like that. strengthen it from the inside, not just the rectus abdominis. It's like your spine. It's your glutes, too. Your glutes are very important. That's going to help with any kind of anterior pelvic tilt and excessive lordotic curve, like arching your lower back. El guanche. Papa Swole, are combat sports fine to get fit if you don't want to get big? Or can ir al puto gimnasio do the work, too? Are combat sports fine to get fit if you don't want to get big? What's your priority? One thing I don't understand. What's a dude that doesn't want to get big? I don't want to get big. You don't want to build muscle? For shame. For shame. Yeah, look. Okay, so you said, or can going to the gym do the work too? Sure, you can build muscle. You want to have muscle. You want to have muscle mass as a man. It's going to help with your longevity. It's going to help with your overall health. You don't have to be a professional bodybuilder. Understand, you don't have to be a professional bodybuilder. It's very hard to put on a ton of muscle. So putting on any muscle is going to be a challenge. So most people don't have to worry about putting on too much muscle. I don't want to get too big. Don't worry, you won't. Because you're not going to train as hard and consistently and as focused as you need to get super big. That takes a fuck ton of work. You want to get better at combat sports, then you got to do combat sports. Nate Pog, favorite core exercise. I can actually say that I don't do anything that I would call core, aside from everything. Even if I do a pendulum squat or a hack squat or a Smith machine squat, I'm training my core. So the core is from the hips to the cervical spine. It's like your entire body aside from your head, arms, and legs. So this whole core nonsense, just do weights and train with heavy weights that tax your entire skeletal system. You can do planks and stuff like that. Okay, practice yoga. Practice yoga, you could do focus abdominal exercises, but you really don't have to focus on, quote, core. It's a core day. What does it mean? What are you trying to train? And then train that. So what do people think the core is? Core is not your six pack. That's not what the core is. Most people need to add some yoga and stuff. Lionera 12. Papa Solio, creatine for women, pros, cons. I don't know if there's any cons for women. Anyone that, any ladies out there, any issues with creatine? I've never heard of any issues for women taking creatine. I think it's great. Mama Solio takes creatine. It's great for cognitive benefits and muscle health. Creatine's great. Eat a lot of meat, take creatine, nothing wrong with it. Just start with maybe 2-3 grams and just take it every day. You can go up to 5, depends on how much mass you have, but I don't know if there's any cons, to be honest. Crispy 02886 on Instagram. Why is fasting bad? It's not. Did I say that it's bad? Or is it because I have the Gaindolf shirt that says you shall not fast? Because he's fucking bulking. You're not going to bulk one while fasting. That's the opposite of what you're trying to do. You want to get in enough food and calories and protein. So don't be fasting if you're trying to bulk. It's hard to put on muscle and be fasting because you're just giving yourself less time to eat sufficient food. You could be lean and you could eat one meal a day and be lean. You're going to have to, it depends on how much you eat in that one meal or in that time restricted eating window and how hard you train and your genetics and stuff like that. Some people can maintain some muscle and be very lean and eat once a day, but you're not going to see anyone that's really trying to pack on mass eating once a day. Yeah, Lacey says, how dare they genderize creatine? Yeah, as if it's, look, in so many ways, and I know Lacey, I know you probably are pissed. This probably bothers you as well. All the questions that I get, hey, I'm as a female, what exercise should I do to build muscle or something like that? People act like they have a completely different body. There are very few things that a woman should not do in the gym. Like train like a dude. You're not a dude, but doing chest pressing or even incline, like doing upper body pushing movements or push-ups, doing pull-ups and rows. Sure, if you have certain body parts that grow, you as a woman, you might not want to be like a fucking tank, like super wide shoulders. So like anyone, you're going to have certain body parts that are going, like a man and anyone. Some people have insane triceps and they never really train them. And why would you? If you have massive, massive triceps and they're strong and just by doing chest pressing, you just have big triceps. Okay. Why would you be focusing a lot of your energy on training triceps if they're massive? Or you know, some people just genetically have massive calves, and then why would they train them a lot? You wouldn't have to. You would just do a little bit because they're probably, you know, some people have just big arms or a big chest, and everyone's different. You might do the same workout that someone else does, the same exercise, maybe not the same weight, but the same relative exertion, the same rep range to failure, and one person might just grow more certain body parts. Okay, let's see. A couple more questions. Any live ones? Hashtag ask Papa Swolio. Ditlo Dax, Papa Swolio, best way to begin meal prep? I'm not sure what context you mean here. The best way to begin learning about it, the best way to actually set up meal prepping, I recommend you go to SoulNormousX.com and download the 7 pillars, learn about the elimination diet, learn about what foods you should be eating, and then all that is once you find the foods that work best for your body, you just prepare them in advance. If you're out of the house a lot, you might have to cook on a Monday or a Sunday. Whatever your off day is, you get your food out, you cook a bunch, you learn how to cook steak and chicken in bulk or ground beef or whatever it is. You learn how to cook and you put them in containers, and it really depends on your schedule. If you're traveling a lot, if you're out of town, it's all possible. Not to mention, just so you know, like just thinking more broadly here, people that travel or fly to different cities and stuff, you're going on vacation for a week somewhere else in the country, there are a lot of meal prep companies all around the world, but all around the country, because bodybuilders come in from out of state, there's competitions or athletes, and there's local meal delivery services. You could find something local and get a delivery to the hotel for a week, and they can bring you meals. You can just buy a week's worth of food. You don't have to go shopping. They're pre-made meals. And if you're the type of person to use a microwave or whatever it is, you have a skillet, and then you can just heat them up or eat them cold or whatever it is. So you can do that too. And I recommend people look into that. If you're going somewhere for a week, let's say you're going to Oklahoma, or you're going to, I don't know, Wyoming for a week, or you're going to Pennsylvania, just look up a local delivery and they'll just deliver it to the hotel or wherever you're staying, and you have all your meals for the week. So I think that's pretty cool too. A lot of people don't think about that in advance. But again, if you prepare, if you don't prepare, then you're going to be shit out of luck. People go somewhere not preparing at all. Oh my God, I don't have this. I don't have that. What am I going to do? You didn't prepare for it. It could be very simple. Mariano Fernandez Cuzzo cuts off. Papa Swolio, I feel like I am hitting a plateau and see no significant change after 4 months. What should I do? All right, let's break this down. Important question. A lot of people have thought this before. All right. I feel like, first off, let's just go to the first part. I feel like I'm hitting a plateau. So that doesn't mean that you're hitting a plateau. You feel. What does that mean? I feel like I'm hitting a plateau. Very important word. I'm not even getting into the rest of it. Because if it's just like you feel like it, okay. That doesn't, maybe you need more sleep and everything's, the programming is great. How do you know? Do you know you're hitting a plateau, or you just are frustrated in general for some reason? You just might not be getting enough recovery between workouts and you're just a little fatigued. People think they're hitting a plateau and they feel drained, and all you need to do is add another recovery day or do less volume and you're fine. You're just fine. And then a couple days you just feel great. Yeah, you're actually recovered. You see no significant change after 4 months. What does that mean? Again, what does that mean? Does that mean your strength, your reps? How are you tracking it? Are you talking about body fat percentage? Are you talking about, what does this mean? Okay, what should I do? I don't know what to tell you if I don't have more information. So I don't dislike this question. It's just, Mariano, you have some more information to think about. So how are you measuring your plateau? So if I'm doing training, and I tell you guys this, I adjust my training split. The training split is not the most important thing. I sometimes change the training split. I'll go from one split, and then after the next rotation, I kind of mix up a little bit and I do the body parts. I'm like, oh, I didn't really like that. And I go right back. That's not really the biggest deal. The most important thing is how much is the volume that you're doing, the intensity that you're training, and are you recovering from week to week from the volume that you're doing? So on the split that I'm in now, it's really good and I really like it. And I can be real. I know I can be really consistent with it. It gives me enough recovery. It gives me, if anything, more than enough. it gives me days off from intense training. So it's not like three or four in a row, which I can do. But then I notice after I get to the end, if I've done 4 days in a row and just, okay, less volume, I don't like that. I like two on, one off. I've been liking that a lot lately. So if I feel a little run down, I have to look at maybe my sleep, maybe my nutrition, or maybe instead of doing six sets per body part, I do five. And that's a big difference. That's what, like 15, 20% almost in terms of volume. So maybe I do four sets instead of six, and that's like 33% less volume. So maybe it's not the days off. Maybe it's not the split. Maybe it's just I'm doing a little bit too much and I need to recover more. So as you keep on training and as you keep on developing, you're going to have to adjust your protocols. So I would look into that and understand how you should be tracking your workouts with improving in reps and weight and things like that. Emery the third, Papa Solio, best workout for bigger shoulders. Again, no best workout for anything. I do shoulders on two different days. I haven't done a lot of overhead pressing. I haven't done like anterior deltoid specific work. And the reason is because today was I do back and shoulders and I do chest and shoulders. So on chest day, I do my middle deltoid. And on back day, I throw in some posterior deltoid work. And on a pushing day, I could conceivably, and I have in the past done like one or two sets for anterior deltoid, but because I mentioned earlier in today's workout and last workout, I did two different incline exercises. So because I did four sets essentially of incline, that's a lot of front delt. So I just didn't bother doing front delt. If I only did, maybe I was doing less chest volume and I was doing four sets and two exercises, maybe I was doing a press and then a fly, I might throw in two sets of like a shoulder press. But middle deltoid. So for middle deltoid, I like the cable. I like cable cuffs on my arms lying on my back with a dual cable cross stabilized in the back. You can do it standing too, but it's great to do a bilateral. And the best part about it is that the way if you do it from kind of like your wrist height when you're lying down, so you can have the stress from the more lengthened position with the cable machine. I also like a Smith machine upright rows. I grab a wide, which is a great exercise. People hate on the upright rows. I've been doing that. I used to do upright rows all the time. And then I stopped for a while and I started doing them again. I fucking love them. I grab wide because if you go like this, if you're doing an upright row on a Smith machine like that, look, if I move my arms out to the side. So let me bring here. So if I'm doing a side raise, let's say this is a side raise, the side raise will come a little bit more to the front. But if I grab for an upright row, let's say I'm doing upright row wide like this. What if I do a lateral raise? It's the same shoulder position. So I like it on my Smith machine because my Smith machine is actually an angled 7 degree. So love it. And what I do with my, because I have a Bodymaster Smith machine. If you're not careful, it's hard because a Smith machine can like roll and rack. So I take my wrist cuffs and I hold the actual latch open. I just Velcro it around. That's a great hack. So you Velcro it around, then you don't have to worry about the bar on the Smith machine twisting. If you have a machine that some machines really bias towards the twist, it's a safety mechanism, but you can hold it open. All right, last question. And if you don't have any more live, drop in the comments, hashtag Ask Papa Solio. And if you don't have any more questions, that'll be it for today. And I don't mind a light day. I don't mind some light work. Ideal. It's aight. We'll get over it. But if you do have any last minute questions, hashtag Ask Papa Solio. Drop that in the comments. Sharpie, is unnatty bad? Is saucing bad? I don't think it's bad. I think it's a personal choice. And I recommend doing blood work and getting it professionally done. You know, you can get medical grade or do testosterone replacement therapy. Or if you're talking about taking other types of stuff for professional bodybuilding, you're taking a lot more than just replacement. It's a risk. Certain people, certain genetics are going to, you know, it's going to fire certain gene sequences. You might have issues. You might have heart issues or prostate issues or who the fuck. No, I'm not an expert on it. But I'm open. I've talked about it many times to doing TRT or HRT probably in the next, you know, 5 years or so. Who knows? I'm open to it. But I'm trying to do everything that I possibly can to maximize my testosterone as is. And then when I need to, I can kind of get on that life raft as I would naturally be declining, but I have to go and get tested and see all that stuff. So I'm not against HRT. And of course I would say, I'm not going to hide it. No, I'm not taking anything, but people think I take stuff anyway. People think I'm already taking sauce and I'm not. So, you know, I always say when people say, oh, you, this dude's on steroids. Yeah. And they put like needles in the comments. I say, shit, no, I'm not on steroids, but thanks for asking. I don't mind that at all. When people think that I'm taking stuff, that's great. That's the people get offended. I'm not taking anything. I'm not taking. That's a great compliment. I don't care if they think I'm taking stuff. I'm not. If I was taking something, holy shit, you wouldn't have to ask. You don't have to be like, I wonder if he's taking anything. Is Papa Swole Yo natural? You would know I'm not. You would know that I'm not. I already get people thinking that I'm not, but like in person, yeah, I'm muscular, but if we're standing next to each other, I'm not like, you know, I don't have veins popping out of my fucking head. I don't look weird, you know? And what I mean by that is I don't look abnormally large and shredded. I'm not like that tight look, the big, like pointy shoulders. You can tell when someone's taking sauce, you know, I don't have like that kind of androgenic acne all over my body and stuff like that. Everyone's different. Everyone reacts to different stuff. But I'm not against TRT or HRT. But is it bad? It can be bad for your health if you see these guys dying in their 30s all the time. It's fucking crazy. People sauced out of their mind. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. You're going to be smaller in the future anyway. Getting big is great, but it's not worth fucking dying. All right, hashtag Sunday Swole for a chance to win today's Swole card. First off, here's the Tainty Man. Aww. And here's the church. Absolutely gorgeous. They are absolutely gorgeous. All right. Sunday Swole fam. Let's give away this fucking card. Are you ready? Los Beaches. Are you beaches ready? You beaches ready? All right. Sunday Swole. Falcon kicks off. Let's go. Sunday Swole. If Papa was on the juice, he would look like the ultimate warrior. All right, we got a winner. Oh, it's over in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Today's winner is Carter Vandevort. Sunday Swole, congratulations. Congratulations! Kata, congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2893 in the subject and your mailing address in the body of the email. Congratulaciones. That's a first Swole card. Ooh, congratulations. Let's get America for you on that one. First Swole card. Dope. I hope you guys are getting sun on your nips. I know today was a light day. I would have gone live a little bit earlier. I'm going to start getting back to doing some more earlier lives. Just sometimes the early live doesn't get done, but I appreciate you. Hopefully you're listening to this. You got some good feedback. Had some good questions today. Definitely had some good questions. Good conversation starters. And tomorrow at 12 noon, guys. Tomorrow at 12 noon. 12 noon Eastern time. We'll get into a lot of topics tomorrow. So also, if you didn't get your question answered today or you missed it or it was late and you're like, I got to get up early tomorrow morning, show up at 12 noon. You can ask questions tomorrow. We'll take questions. We'll read all those posts. If you got your Swole text and you didn't reply yet, make sure you reply. Make sure you reply to that Swole text so I can read your response, what you're promising yourself to work on this week. We'll have a great one. And new merch tomorrow. Who's ready for some new fucking merch? I know you are. I know you are. I'm looking right at you, kid. Daddy lacking some merch. Daddy lack of the merch. We got Papa Swole Yo in the house. Where's baby girl? Oh. Papa Swole Yo in the house. Arr. Oh, there's a Papa Swole Yo sighting. What are you doing? What are you doing? She's so fucking hyper. Look at her. Look at her. Look at this niche. Oh, you want to play? Oh.
Oh, she's angry. Oh, no.
Papa Sonia.
Where are you, Beesh?
Oh, there she is. The goddamn goat.
The fucking goat.
What do you want? Get this beach up here. Like old times.
I gotta whip it out. Hold on. Oh, no hands.
Coast to coast. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. She's angry. She's angry. Look at the goat. Look at my sweet, sweet, sweet pepper. Hello, little monkey face. Look at the stiff arm.
I love you.
Yeah, she looks good. She's doing good. Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. How's your good girl?
I love you. I love you. She looks good for 19, right? Look at this beach. All right, I'll put you down. She's hyper as shit. Look at her. She's trying to play with me. She's... Whoa. Jeez. Super active, man. Oh. I might have to go bite that. I'm going to bite your butt. Spry. Very spry. All right, fam. Freaking goat. The freaking goat. Oh, look at that sexy beesh. Look at that sexy beesh. You're such a sexy beesh. Rufus is like, what is happening? Look, it looks, look. Yeah, it's the Papa Solia. All right. They just ate today, too. Anyway, fam, we'll see you tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time. Thanks for being here. Remember, check out the Summer Swole specials, SwoleNormousX.com. Again, tomorrow, 12 noon. Peace, McGee's. Deuce McGoose, your boy, Papa Swole. Oh.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like...
Then y'all found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fanny pack.